Welcome to Comic Culture here on 93.3 CFMU, now also podcast at comicbookdaily.com. I am your co-host, Walter DeRaglia, joined as always by my illustrious co-host, Chris Owen, professor of comic history at Hamilton's Mohawk College. Hey, Chris.
Walter, how are you?
I'm doing great, Chris. You?
I'm not too bad. Are you sure you're okay? Because a minute ago, you sounded like you're a bit like you're a different animal. You're clear the way you're clearing your throat like that.
You know what? I have a little frog in the throat.
Okay.
But it's gone now, so I'm okay.
Okay, Chris, just want to make sure.
Listen, we have to let everybody know this
yes.
is a first for Comic Book Daily. Or
it is called Comic Culture. Comic and Culture. What Walter's trying to say is that we actually have a live studio audience.
We
here.
Do.
All right, excellent. All right, that's great. That's
very excited about that. Yeah. I'm expecting heckling.
Well, there probably will be some of that. That's okay.
I'm
Take
ready.
Off your shirt.
Okay, there'll be none of that.
All right, listen, a studio audience, what we usually do at the show, at the beginning of the show, is go over, today, as we know, is Wednesday, and we go over some new comic releases that are hitting the stands today at your local comic shop.
Okay, what do we got going for us today?
All right, because today we have from Marvel,
yeah,
Avengers versus Atlas, number one.
Oh, yeah. Now this is Atlas, of course, like the character Atlas, right?
No, it's from the Agents of Atlas.
Oh, the yeah. Agents of Atlas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So, you know what? I mean, Agents of Atlas had a good run.
Right.
And Avengers is having a great run.
Because, you know, there's also an old comic book series called Atlas Comics. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't too sure if maybe you were talking about that either.
No, not at all. Agents of Atlas and Avengers, number one, it's the stands today. And I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, there's more Avengers fans than there is Atlas Agents of Atlas fans.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But I think Marvel has hopes for Agents of Atlas.
Well, you know, it's been running for a little while now, and they've had some really good artists and writers on.
You know what? A local boy, yeah. Leonard Kirk,
and he's a fantastic artist, and you know he's done a really good job with the comic. So you know, I think that so far the people that have gotten that have invested some time and effort into reading the comic,
yeah.
they've really enjoyed it.
They
and,
have enjoyed
and,
it,
and yeah. They have a really solid following to it.
So check that out today. Also from Marvel, you know what? I must have been sleeping, Chris. I did not know. Spider-Man 1602 number 4 is out today.
Oh, get out of town.
Now, do you remember the old 1602?
Yeah.
Neil Gaiman
yeah.
wrote
yeah.
that
yeah.
great 1602.
Yeah.
Great story about,
great story.
I guess, all the heroes
as
transported
it,
back into England
exactly.
in 1602.
Exactly. As if all those heroes were instead of being around in today's time, they were around in 1602.
In Queen Elizabeth.
Exactly,
time,
yeah. And, like you know, the Sorcerer Supreme was, like, Doctor Strange. He was, like,
yes.
this, you know, sort of
he
like...
He was the Queen's doctor.
Queen's
believe,
doctor,
yeah.
that's right.
And the
yeah.
Queen's chief of spies was Nick Fury.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He was sort of, like, special envoy.
And it was
Queen.
A great story.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Now, I do believe... there's been a couple of 1602 since then. Oh, not the studio.
What the heck are you guys laughing about over
studio
here?
Our studio audience
is going crazy for some
and we're
reason.
Not sure why.
And I don't know why. But clearly they're laughing about something.
Well, it must have been a good joke.
Must have been good.
But anyway, 1602 Spider-Man number 4 is coming out today.
Yeah.
So that, you know what? I missed that. And I guess Marvel is as... has got, I don't know, they're trying to resurrect 1602. I'm
right.
not sure what's going on there, but I'm sure there's fans of 1602 that
absolutely,
will pick that up
absolutely,
today.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
On the DC front, Tales of the Green Lantern Corps number 44 hits the stands today. Heavily into the now, the ending of
the whole Blackest Night
Blackest
thing.
Night
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
people are very excited about that book, and that... you know what? I'm going to add today. I'm going to add Solomon Kane, Death's Black Riders number 1 from Dark Horse Comics is coming out today as well.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
So, now, Solomon Kane, Robert E. Howard.
Robert E. Howard. Yeah.
Robert E. Howard.
Well, of course, Conan creator.
Conan creator.
Yeah.
I guess they're doing a lot of little miniseries. Now, I'm not sure how this works, but does Dark Horse have all the Robert E. Howard?
You know, I don't know if they have all. I think they have right now. I think they just have the rights to just the Conan.
Yeah.
Because Red Sonja, of course, is Dynamite.
You're right. But Red Sonja was not a Robert E. Howard creation.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It was a Marvel creation.
So it's maybe they do. Maybe they have all. They do have all the Robert E. Howard stuff.
So that is coming out today as well. That's Solomon Kane, Death's Black Riders number 1. hitting the stands today. And I'm going to end it there, Chris, because okay. we have a busy show today.
Well, you know, and one of the things I want to talk about very quickly about industry news, I don't know if you have it on your list,
uh-huh.
but one of the things we neglected to talk about before was the canceling of the Spider-Man 4 movie. And that occurred right on the same day of our show last
of our
week.
Show, yes.
So I don't think the news had come out when we were taping.
Yes.
So now it's very interesting that, you know, Sam Raimi and everybody else has backed out of doing the Spider-Man 4 movie.
Well, that's my lead-in.
Oh.
It's the Spider-Man 4 movie to industry news. Now,
okay.
you're right. Right when we were doing the show, the news was coming out. Now, the thing with the industry news lately is there's been a lot of, like, I had caught that right before our last show. I wasn't sure if it was true or not.
Yeah.
Right? And obviously it is true. And, I mean, what are your thoughts there?
Well, you know, I'm actually quite okay with not going ahead with this movie. I didn't like the third movie. I thought the second movie was just okay. I was never really a huge fan of Tobey Maguire as Peter Parker. And I think what they want to do is they're going to give it some time and probably reboot the franchise with new actors and new everything. I think, you know, I did some reading about the whole Spider-Man franchise, and Sam Raimi was never really happy with the way the third one ended up. So,
well, didn't they rush him? Didn't they change the script on him in the last second?
They
saying,
did.
Hey,
yeah.
You got a great Sandman story, but hey, throw Venom
yeah,
in.
Yeah, let's get Venom
really
in this too.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? And he was never really too happy with the way things went. And
it was terrible.
Well,
studio audience. Well, did you guys see?
Did you guys see the third one?
Spider-Man 4?
Yeah.
When he danced, I died inside.
Oh,
fair enough. No, Peter Parker.
So, no, you know what? It looks like the studio audience is on our side.
Right. Okay, well, and I'm not trying to, you know, say anything here, but have you seen any of the Spider-Man movies? Or
I have seen number 2 and parts of number 3. Believe it or not, I haven't seen number 1.
Oh, really? That's
I thought
the
number
best,
2 was okay,
the
Doc Ock
one. Yeah, I liked number 2, actually.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought, you know, they made a pretty good villain out of Doc Ock again
and
made it kind of believable.
Now, hold on, though. Like, I guess my point is, it's generational, right? Like what you don't want to do is you don't want to have, like, the same characters in going on forever. So you get, like, a Rocky franchise
or a Star Trek franchise.
You get Rocky 9 or Star Trek
45,
8.
45,
yeah. Yeah, Scotty, you know, at the brothel. I can't get it up, Captain! I can't get it up! Anyone, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were really too old.
Again with the Klingons.
Scotty was a saint.
No, I'm serious though. Like you can take it too far. And
for sure.
what I guess what they're doing? Obviously, they've had a disagreement with the producer, with the director,
for sure.
And I guess Sony isn't afraid, because what they're going to do is they're going to do a reboot
of the Spider-Man front. Yeah.
But what? When did the first Spider-Man come out?
2000? Oh, geez. Maybe one of our studio audience members knows. When did the first Spider-Man movie come out?
2001, 2002.
Yeah, something like that. So how long before you have to reboot? Like, for example, not saying, let's say the first really true superhero movie that was kind of modern was probably Superman, right? With Chris Reeves.
Yep.
stuff. Now, Chris.
Chris.
First name basis,
yeah, I understand.
Now, obviously, they could not go on indefinitely with him.
No, of course not.
Now, at what point do you reboot a big franchise like that? Like,
well, yeah, absolutely.
Because in comics, they don't age.
No, and you can't reboot it like within like 2 years, right?
No.
Because it's too soon afterwards.
Right, but my point is Spider-Man might have had one movie left.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd say only one, and then
right.
they'd be done.
And then you're catering to the same aging demographic.
That's right.
As opposed to, I think what Sony is going to do now is they're going to try to go, hey, let's do an ultimate version.
Yeah.
Let's do a high school version.
Yep.
And let's, you know, just kind of grab a whole new young thing to carry through the next 3 or 4 movies.
Now, based on the Spider-Man musical got kind of pulled for a while too, remember?
You're right. And
because
now it's back.
Now it's back. So, you know, I think maybe they're just sort of looking at the whole Spider-Man franchise and trying to figure out what they can do and where they want to go with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's a good idea to kind of cancel it where they were.
I don't think Sony should be afraid of the fact that they that this Sam Raimi guy has pulled the plug.
No, I think it's okay.
I think, let's put it this way, Spider-Man is, you know, 100 times bigger than the producer or director of Spider-Man movies.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So
the franchise itself, the name itself, is far bigger than the director.
And they're going to take it to a new direction, and it's going to work.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. You know what worries me, Chris, is the studio audience has got awfully quiet.
Well, I know. You know, it's like they're almost not even here anymore. You know, they're just not
I
even
totally
seeing
agree.
Anything.
Spider-Man needs to be reset.
Oh,
yeah, you guys. Peanuts.
All right, moving on in industry news, guys.
Yes.
Random House, which is a big distributor, they have picked up the worldwide rights for distributing Archie graphic novels.
Get out of town! Yeah. Really? Clearly we have some Archie fans.
Archie fans
here,
yes.
In the studio audience.
Now, I picked this story up and I thought, man, like this comes on the heels of, it's very controversial, the Archie
wedding?
With the double wedding. When it came out, a lot of fans were just like, you know, appalled because he picked a Veronica, and then later
she's
on,
hot.
2 months later, they realized, no, it's just an imaginary story. He's going to pick Betty next.
Now,
and they're even more appalled.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, I didn't buy the story myself. So on the first issue, did it say like one of six, or was it just like a one-off?
It was a six-part story. I'm not exact on this, but it didn't say, you know, a three-part story, then a three-part story.
Yeah,
it was
a
six-part story. And then when I read the first issue, it seemed like it was rushed. How are they going to make this six parts,
right?
So then I realized afterwards, no, it's two three-part
stories.
So they
knew from the beginning what they were doing.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
But can you blame them? I mean, Archie...
Of course not.
Here you go. You have Marvel. You have DC. You have them hogging everything.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Especially at the specialty shops.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure Archie does okay...
At the grocery stores,
right? But they do nothing at the specialty shops.
No.
And all of a sudden, now they're in the top 10.
Yeah, that's weird.
The specialty shops.
Yeah.
So, from Archie's standpoint, from the publishers of Archie, you know, they did the right thing.
Oh, absolutely, right?
Now, I don't know if this is reflective of what happened, but now you have Random House wanting to do the graphic novels and stuff like that.
Well, clearly there's more of an interest in Archie now than there was before.
Well, sure,
right?
Sure.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah,
right.
You're right. That is the bottom line. And at the end of the day, they made the right decision by
doing these
two imaginary stories.
And you know, I have no problem with this because it rebooted a dying franchise that's been around for 60 years.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, why not go ahead and do something that's going to help out the Archie franchise? I really have no problem with that.
Good. All right, Chris. Let's move on. Image Comics, Chris.
Image.
You're familiar with Image.
You know, I've got a love-hate relationship with Image. I've been around...
With your Image or with Image?
He's got a million of them, folks.
Ooh,
yeah, exactly.
Lame.
So, you know, I love the fact that Image went off on their own and did their own thing, and they weren't scared of what anybody else had to say and blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, you can spot an Image comic a mile away.
Yeah.
You know exactly that it's Image because it has a certain flair to it, has a certain style to it.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's something that I don't like. It's all style and no substance.
Yeah, you know what?
For the most part.
You know, you're right. To a degree, I think you're right.
You know, now, having said that, one of my favorite comics, and I'm going to give him a plug here. I don't even know what you're talking about yet in your thing here. But I'm going to give him a plug here. There's a comic out called Bomb Queen by Jimmy Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite Image comics ever. And there's actually it's had four miniseries on its own.
Right.
There's even like an absolute Bomb Queen kind of thing. Bomb Queen Omnibus, I think
it's called. I remember that. The girl has like really big hooters on
Yes,
them.
She does.
Okay.
Yes. But she's a villain that runs her own city, and it's a neat take on
villains. It's okay, Chris. I understand.
It's not just because she has big hooters.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
power
now, you remember last year DC did that. They tried to get renewed interest in their old, Sandman and Preacher by doing the old number ones in a dollar comic format.
Yes.
Well, Image is going to that now,
too.
They're going to try that with Youngblood number one.
Oh, it's terrible.
Now, Walking Dead number one.
It's
huge.
It's a great idea. Yeah.
Spawn number one.
I can see the allure. Okay.
Chew. Which is new, and it's good. It's a new comic. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm not sure what it's about, but it's a new. I think it's up to issue 4 or 5.
Okay, fair
very
enough.
Popular.
Okay, fair enough.
Savage Dragon.
Well, that is, you know,
that's like up to 140.
Yeah, it's been going
issues.
On for 100 issues, right?
So it's got some loyal fan base.
Absolutely.
Anyway. Age of Bronze, which is about
Trojan
War. Witchblade.
Hey, if a strong following for, again...
TNA.
Hey,
all TNA.
You know what? Hey, you know what? TNA, it may be, and great art, though.
Audience TNA?
Woo! And they don't even know. You know what?
Whoa.
Okay, but I will say, but you know what? There was a Witchblade TV series, and there's not a lot of comic books that can claim that, right?
You are
so,
right.
So you know
what?
Right. TNA or not. Right?
You're right. Girls, number one.
Oh, Girls by the Little Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah,
which
okay.
is very good. Invincibles, number one, and Proof, number one.
Oh, right,
yeah. Yes.
Well, you know, I'm a big, I do like Invincible very much.
Yes.
I think that it was a really neat take on sort of becoming a superhero and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm very happy that Image is doing this because, again, it will broaden the horizons of some readers out there who maybe are only used to Marvel and DC.
Right, and you're right. And you know what? Going through that list, Image does have a half-decent stable of
They
old,
really
old
do.
Old
you know,
things.
They've been... gosh, you know what? It's hard to believe, but they've been around for 20 years now,
you're right?
Right,
you're right.
I remember being in Chicago in 1990 at the Comic-Con, and they had their own, what they call the Image tent.
Yes.
And, you know, Todd McFarlane, Eric Larson, Jim Lee, and...
Yes, those guys all started with Image, you're right.
Rob Liefeld, they were all there at that time. And, you know, like them or not, they had lineups of fans
at the booths,
at the tent. They set up an entire tent outside in the parking lot,
right?
And these guys stayed and signed autographs until the wee hours of the morning, just because they wanted to appease their fans,
right?
So you know what? I got to give them kudos to being a creator and knowing who to cater their wares to, right?
You're right, Chris.
Rules.
Yay!
You know, it wouldn't be great if you set up a tent and people came.
Absolutely, why not? Sure,
I'd go if Chris sets up a tent. I'll come.
Fair enough. All right, listen. More industry news.
Yes.
Conan the Barbarian.
Yes.
Starts filming March 15th in Bulgaria.
Oh, now. Okay, hold on. Do you have any more information on that?
Some.
Okay.
I was hoping an Arnold impersonation.
Arnold. Oh, yeah, Conan.
Obviously, it's not coming.
Obviously, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Obviously, I am here. Listen. They have now, they have kind of picked, I guess the internet is what I'm saying.
The internet has picked.
Has narrowed down. They say there's three favorites to play Conan.
Okay.
And one is Supernatural's Jared Padalecki.
Okay.
And Baywatch's and Stargate's Jason Momoa. And Twilight's Kenneth Lutz.
Ooh.
So what they've narrowed down is they've narrowed down three guys that are going to play Conan.
Do you think any of these guys could really come up to Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Never.
Not even close.
Okay, listen. I saw their they have their pictures on the internet and stuff like that. These guys are scrawny, girly men compared to Arnold. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, is Arnold? This is my question. Here. Okay?
Right.
Conan the Barbarian.
Yes.
One of the great creations.
Sumerian.
Regno.
Yeah, the Sumerian.
Yes.
One of the great creations of fantasy literature
by
the great Robert E. Howard.
Yes.
You know.
And you've read them all, haven't you?
Yes, I
have.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Great stuff. You know, Marvel went on to create a great line with them with Savage Sword.
Oh, yeah.
And with Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, I mean, really, like, there's like over 150 issues or
great
something.
Great stuff. Now, my point is, like, has Arnold hijacked Conan?
Mm.
Has Arnold, like, you know...
Well,
like,
you know...
Is Arnold bigger than Conan? I hope not, is my point.
You know what? He might be. You know, it's a very good point you're making. He might be bigger than the character himself. I mean,
right.
Arnold, who's, you know, now the governor of California.
Governor. The governator.
The governator.
Yeah.
He might be bigger than Conan the franchise.
The thing, though, is, you're right, because we live in a pop culture society...
Yes.
...where, you know, the literature of Howard... It may play second fiddle to the schlock of Arnold, is my point.
Absolutely, yes.
And that would be depressing for me.
Well, it would be. You know, the other thing that you know, one of the biggest things I will regret about somebody else playing Conan is we won't be able to impersonate him.
No, unless he's an Austrian.
Austrian.
Yeah. No, you're right. But, you know, I mean, listen, you can play a Frenchman, like a Clouseau Conan type of thing.
Ah, oui, oui.
Oui, oui, yes.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know. I just hope. I'm a big Conan fan.
Yes. I got to ask you, Walter. Are you a big Conan fan or are you a big Arnold fan?
No. I'm a big Conan fan.
And Arnold fan.
You're right.
You're a Conan fan and an Arnold as Conan
let's
fan.
Let's put it this way. Yeah. I was a Conan fan first. And okay. I was a Conan. The Frazetta Conan was, to me, the epitome of Conan.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Arnold came the closest to being the Frazetta Conan.
Right.
Frank Frazetta was the illustrator, the 20th century illustrator that probably drew the classic Conan.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And Arnold's, you know, like proportions and everything
for sure.
Not that I noticed, but right. we're closest to Frazetta's Conan.
I think he has a crush on Conan.
On Conan, yes.
Or at least Arnold.
Anyway, I'm excited about the filming of Conan.
Remember when I killed you last?
I lied.
When I said I'd kill you last? I lied. I can't even get it right. I'm so lame. Audience,
you're so cool.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways.
Marry me.
Yeah, okay.
I want to touch your abs.
Listen, moving on.
Yes, please do. Before
Speaking
these guys
of
abs.
Like classic literature, like
yes.
Robert E. Howard.
Yes.
Edgar Rice Burroughs' creation, John Carter.
Oh, Warlord of Mars.
Yes, very good. It's actually moving into filming.
Yeah, and you know, I know you're gonna find this hard to believe, but I actually read a little bit about that today because I know one of the actors that's in that.
Who is
Ethan Hawke?
Ethan Hawke, you're right.
Ethan Hawke. Yes. And you know what? Ethan Hawke is playing in John Carter, Warlord of Mars.
Yes,
I think right. They're calling it John Carter of Mars.
John Carter of Mars is the name of the...
Yeah, and so for those of you in the know, Ethan Hawke was the one of the guys in... I'm asking my studio audience here. The one with Denzel Washington in Training Day. He was
Training
right?
Day,
Training
Ethan Hawke. Yes,
Ethan Hawke,
yes,
he
yes,
was in Training
right,
Day.
Right.
And he was also in the movie... I think
Pink
it's
Panther.
Alive with
Alive?
The one where they are all in the Andes Mountains and they had to eat each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. The Chilean soccer.
Yeah, exactly. Like
that,
yeah. So, anyway, that's Ethan. Oh, and he's also in Gattaca.
Gattaca.
With Uma Thurman.
Woo! I love that one.
Uma.
Yeah. Okay. Now.
And he's in Daybreakers as well. That's right.
You're right. And, you know, it's exciting, though, because it's another kind of. It's not really a comic property, but.
No.
Again, like what you and I always stress is comics helped. I won't say resurrect, but keep the John Carter thing alive. Well, you remember the old Dell comics?
Yeah, started and stuff like that. There was a John Carter Warlord of Mars comic, you know, a couple times actually.
Yeah, Marvel did it in the 70s.
Marvel did it,
you're right.
And you know what's funny about that is I've never read a John Carter comic or a novel for that matter,
mm-hmm.
but I know all of the characters based on other parts of other pieces of literature and other pieces of artwork. Frank Cho is actually a big fan of one of the characters, Deja Thoris,
yes.
of John Carter, Lord of Mars, and likes to draw her quite often and things like that. So, you know what? I think if it's done right, I think it could be a really great movie.
Excellent. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Chris, other industry news as we keep moving through the industry's news.
Yes.
Yes. Mark Strong will play Sinestro in the Green Lantern movie.
Now, Green Lantern, of course, is going to be played by Ryan Reynolds,
yes.
if I'm correct.
Yes.
And I think he's going to be a great Green Lantern. For those of you who aren't too familiar with who Ryan Reynolds is, he played in...
You're living in a cave!
He played in Blade 3. He was in Waiting. Van Wilder.
The Proposal.
He was in The Proposal. Oh, that's right. He was in The Proposal. That's right. That's from James out there, who's looking to propose to somebody.
Right.
But he's not too sure who yet. I think it might be me. I'm a little scared. But
right.
Ryan Reynolds is going to be a great Hal Jordan.
Yes.
I guarantee you that.
You're right.
I don't know if you have this information, but...
sure hope I do.
I don't know, but there is another bad guy besides Sinestro who's going to be in this movie. And I believe it's Hannibal? No.
Hannibal Lecter.
Not Hannibal Lecter.
No. He'd be a good bad guy.
He would be a good...
Hello, Clarice.
I ate his liver with a nice Chianti.
Yes. Well,
but there's going to be another. I can't remember his name now. He's a guy with a giant brain.
He's giant brain. Brainiac.
That's a Superman villain.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right. Okay, how about Brian. A MODOK?
MODOK? That's MODOK. A Marvel villain. You
oh,
know what?
Christ.
Do you know anything about comic
no,
books?
No, apparently
clearly
not.
You don't. Yeah.
Listen, we are going to move on and cover right. our last segment
on.
Of the show.
I've got more material here. Hold on.
We're going to cover our last segment of the show. This
all
is
right.
very interesting, Chris. This oh. is very, very interesting.
Right,
I'm going to read a little bit to you, and I want your reaction to this.
Okay.
Marvel wants to they're having a buyback program against the Blackest Knight. So
what?
So listen to this. What they're saying is that they want retailers like Big B Comics and like all the other comic shops. Canada.
I only shop at Big B Comics.
Marvel will take back strip covers of DC's Blackest Night books that were tied into the Ring.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
the Ring
yeah,
promo?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Marvel, not through Diamond Comic Distributors, which is the distributor
Marvel
of all
itself.
Comics, Marvel itself will take all retailers' strip covers of unsold comics and put it towards some sort of variant for the Siege number 3 Deadpool variant.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
a very aggressive dirty pool.
Dirty pool, my friend. Yeah, that's what
like,
I was
like
say.
Gloves
yeah,
are off. Now, is this Disney? Is this like, okay, the deal is done and Disney's
wow.
going hard with
you know
against
what?
Warner
in
Brothers?
All the years that you've been in retail and that I've been in the industry,
yeah.
I'm sure neither of us have ever heard of anything like this
no.
before. This is very aggressive.
Now, retailers, for every 50 stripped covers of the following comics sent to Marvel, you will qualify and receive one free Siege number 3 Deadpool variant.
Well,
and they're asking for Adventure number 4, Booster Gold 26, Deadpool 4, Justice League 39, Outsiders 24, and Rebels number 10. All tied to DC had a great promo, worked really well at our store, where you got a different colored ring
right.
if you bought like
right,
you know,
right,
Rebels
right, right, right.
10 and
wow.
stuff like that. And Marvel's being like, I don't know, what the hell's going on here?
That's
they're saying, hey, you can't sell those? We'll give you a variant if you send those back so you don't sell them.
But that's the thing. Like they are taking your unsold copies and saying, you're not going to have the chance to sell them. And we're going to make it even more enticing. We're going to give you a comic that you might be able to sell for
$50 or
50,
something like that.
$100,
yeah.
maybe even, you know, for cuz if you got to send
3,000
maybe if you got to send in 50 covers,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of covers. If you think about it, like that's 50 times $4 a cover, $4
I know.
A comic.
That's more than $10.
At least more.
Right.
At least
his math checks out.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Good thing he runs a comic store, not a math program. Anyways,
no, you're right, though, but I don't know. Like you said before, like you just said right now, actually, is I haven't seen this before.
No, this is very strange.
Can this backfire on Marvel? Can the bad press now?
I don't really think it can, because the only thing that it can say is that Marvel is really going to be aggressive in trying to get the readership back, and I don't really know if that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, but they control, like, they're right now, they're, you see, the problem, I don't know, the way I see this is this, like last year, I think Marvel, I'm pretty sure Marvel.
4 times 50 is 200.
They controlled the market. I think they had like 46% of the market.
Right.
And DC had like 30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, but yet, in the last few months, out of the top 10, the Blackest Night titles have been hogging
yes,
the top 5.
Yes, yes.
So,
well,
is this. Excuse me, Marvel getting worried? Is this pulling the plug to... You know what I mean? Are they overreacting?
I think it is a bit of an overreaction. However, I think it's also very, very bold on their part.
Yeah, very much so,
because
yeah.
I've never seen anything like this before. The fact that they're willing to take a loss on
yes.
these comics
yes.
based on somebody else's like gain kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, they're saying, hey, you know what? If you destroy DC Comics is basically what they're saying.
Yes.
If you destroy them,
yeah.
we will give you money for that.
Yes.
And that's a very bold statement to
yes.
make, right?
Yes.
Like they're not just saying, hey, you know what, we're gonna overpromote our books. They're blatantly saying, if you
yeah.
don't read your book, those
yeah.
books, we will give you something special for
right,
them.
Right,
yeah.
right. Or no, you're right. Like if you don't sell our
yeah.
competitors' books,
yeah.
we'll give you something
yeah.
to
yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Anyway, well, you know, Chris, well, anyways, well, you know, geez, can you believe this? We're running out of time again. You know, if you do have any comments or questions, please email us at chris.owen@mohawkcollege.ca or mailbox@bigbycomics.com. Really, you know, go out and support your local comic book retailer and see what's going on in this industry, because there's fantastic things going on. Please have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you next week.
What about lifehotchris.com?
Bye.
Bye.